To Alistair Campbell, the former director of communications at Downing Street. Morning, Alistair.
Hello.
Morning. We're hearing how funny he was behind the scenes as well, in his private life.
Yeah, he was. I mean, Charles was just a fantastic bloke, and I mean, I've just published a tribute to him on my website. I mean, he was actually, I say that of my non-Labour political friends, Charles was by far the top, and we were very, very close. Not least in recent years, because I think I was one of the few people that he talked about his drinking. But he was, as you say, very, very funny. As Vince Cable just said there, he had this lovely conversational style, whether on, with my mother, for example, just, you know, she would not miss question time if Charles was on it. She just thought he was the best at that format of with the public and debate and discussion. But he was, you know, he was a like all of us, he was a complicated person, Charles. And he was incredibly principled, very, very talented, but flawed. And he knew what his flaws were. And, you know, the post-mortem will establish the cause of death. But there's, you know, it's no secret that the drink has been a problem for him. And it's been said that's... I don't think Charles felt bitter about being ousted. I think it was unpleasant at the time, obviously, but I think he understood why his colleagues were worried and so forth. But I think it is very, very difficult in public life when you do have a problem like that. Lots of people in different positions have, but it's harder if you're in the public eye.
Nick Clegg has said he was a talent beset by his demons.
Well, he was certainly a talent, and he certainly had a issues with alcohol, and but I think that Charles was he was fantastic company whether he was sober or he was drinking. We go, I think I've discussed with you before, we go to the high, we actually go to Charles's constituency a lot as a family, and both my family from here in London but also the ones that are in Scotland, and Charles would always come over and we had some fantastic times with him. And there's a wonderful thing about him, and as I say on my blog, I think you often make the best judgments of people but that you know well by seeing how your children and your non-political family react to them. And you know, the people who met Charles just loved him. He was just a wonderful, wonderful bloke. And it's sort of hard to really accept that he's gone, even though we're all going to go. And if you do have these ongoing battles with alcohol, it's difficult. But I think
was he still battling alcohol, Alistair, you know, in recent weeks and months? You said you spoke to him recently.
Well, certainly during the election campaign, I think he was in pretty good shape. He and I used to text each other time about stuff, and we always had a little code at the end, which was health. Health is fine. Health is fine, man. I'm not on the PRSS, and. I think he was fine. I spoke to him last week, and he was fine. I mean, I don't know about the last few days, but something that he found very difficult at various stages of his life. He did get help at times, but he was not somebody who I ever felt, you know, if you like, had totally got on top of it. But he was still a fantastic, to the end, and I think he was funny about his demise. I mean, you know, we were up with him at Christmas last year, and we were talking about his plans for the election, and he had us all in hysterics talking about what he would do if the Lib Dems tried to send some of their high-profile figures up to help him campaign. He very much saw it as he had to fight for himself, you know, because he was incredibly popular, and I don't think he'd have taken it personally that he lost. You know, the reality is that...
Well, he would have been devastated at losing his seat, wouldn't he?
It would have been a blow, without a doubt. But the night before, he sent me a text, and he basically said, the bookies, who, as we know in politics, they're often righter than the pollsters or the pundits, and they had him at 3-1 on to win. And the SNP were 3-1 on, and... He said it's impossible. It's totally unstoppable. And I spoke to him in the days that followed, and he was, you know, he was fine. He was talking about, we were obviously sort of going over the rings of the election, but he had plans, he had things he wanted to do. And, you know, I think the other thing we should not forget is he's got a young son, and, you know, his marriage, I think Charles and Sarah were a fantastic couple together, but, you know, sometimes these things happen, the marriage didn't last. And he's got a young boy who, you know, will be reminded of Charles every time he looks in the mirror.
What is your fondest memory of Charles Kennedy?
I think it is up at the place that we go to up near in his constituency, and it's of it's. I think it might have been the time when actually we were looking out at Ben Nevis, and he said, "Do you know I've never been up there?" Because I come from a fanatically exercising family, and Charles just sort of thought that was all a bit odd. I also remember trying to persuade him that he'd be a natural on Twitter, and he couldn't quite see it. And, of course, the other thing to remember about Charles, Vince Cable mentioned this, Charles was, as has rightly been pointed out, a passionate and very eloquent opponent of the war in Iraq. And, of course, I was, you know, part of the Tony Blair team at the time of that. And he had that never, ever, ever came between us in terms of a friendship, either during or after. And I think he was able to see that people could have different opinions without feeling that they had to be, you know, vilified or have their integrity questioned. There was lots that the coalition government did that he opposed, and he was always passionate about his opposition when he opposed. But what he never did was go down the route that some people do of kind of rent-a-quote opposition to everything. He was a liberal. I mean, I tried many times, usually in jest, because I knew it was a lost cause, but I did try and get him over to the Labour Party on many occasions. I did feel Charles, if he'd been from a different part of Scotland or a part of England, maybe the north of England, I think he would have been Labour. But he was very much of that liberal tradition. It meant a lot to him, and you know, he died a Liberal Democrat.